I gotta be honest, I'm a little worried about our show, guys.
Okay.
Really?
Or why today?
Well, I'm concerned because it seems like whenever people have a personal issue where they need to deliver bad news to a significant other, they think, oh, you know who'd be great at that? Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They sound like they deliver depressing news to their significant others all the time.
I mean, we're never called for like baby announcements, engagement notifications.
I would love to help somebody deliver some awkward, exciting news. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, guess what, honey? We just won the Powerball. We're $73 million richer.
Oh, man.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of those.
No, we just won the Powerball. I want a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So, looks like it's not going to happen today either. Because another listener wants our help being the messengers of doom.
Great.
Her name is Erica. Erica, who are we going to be disappointing today?
My boyfriend.
Okay. And how long have you guys been dating?
About a year.
Okay. All right. Does this boyfriend have a name?
Yeah, Danny.
She's like, no, I don't know it, actually. Yeah. We haven't gotten to that stage in our relationship yet.
That's what the awkward call's about.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what his name is.
What was it again?
I've been there before. Yeah. I hear you.
So what's going on with you and Danny?
So, okay, so Danny and I have been together a year. It's been good. And I was on his phone the other night, not like sneaking around on his phone, just like my phone was in the other room and I needed to look something up.
Uh-huh.
But I saw that he had on his thread, he had ads for engagement rings, like the pop-ups.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Dude. The phone is looking at you. It knows that you're on.
No, those
it's setting poor Danny up.
Those are legit. I, years and years ago, Googled it one time, engagement rings, and for months, they were all up in my feed. So
oh, man, mocking you.
That happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even after we broke up. They
okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of exciting.
I mean, is that something that you want in your relationship?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay.
Oh. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. And so I don't know if he's bought one already, if he hasn't bought one already, if it's going to be in 2 weeks or 2 months or I don't know. But, like, I'm not ready. I mean, a year is not a long time.
Right.
And my mom's not sure that we're serious, so she hasn't, like, completely embraced him into her heart yet kind of thing.
Oh, so he's, like, skipping a couple steps, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like you haven't even, you're not even there. It doesn't even matter what your mom says. Mm-hmm. Like, so you're saying you guys haven't talked about marriage at all?
I mean, like, more in that, you know, when you're in the early phases and you're just kind of feeling each other out about, like, whether or not you eventually want to get married.
Okay.
Because you don't hang out with somebody for a year and that never come up.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Now, do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it feels like too soon and I don't want him to buy a ring that's not even my style and I don't want to. I don't want him to go and, like, make a huge public proposal and then be like, can we talk about it in the car?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a weird moment.
Those ones go viral. Those ones go viral, so that's not good.
Yeah. So what do you want to do right now? You want to call and tell him that you know and that he should not do it?
I mean, I don't know how to broach this subject with him at all at this point without being like, so I was on your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't just I don't know. Casually bring it up. You know what I don't want to do soon? Get married.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Honestly, it might be easier just to get engaged.
No, Jeffrey.
I mean, like, what's the worst that could happen?
No.
And then you get a free ring on top of it after it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, this could actually work out in
you
your favor.
You might need to see the ring first before we call advice.
This is down.
Okay.
I mean, what type of person is he? Is he, like, super sensitive guy? Where
I mean, he's... Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that proposes before he's ready to propose.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's emotional. Yeah.
I mean, is there any way... Okay, is there any way the engagement rings ads could be popping up for another reason?
Let's hope not. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What other reason?
He's like,
I don't know.
Engaged to somebody else?
No,
yeah,
I just
dark.
Mean, like, he's buying his mom a diamond ring. And
no.
They're just assuming, no. Okay.
Now you planted that seed. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so Erica, you just want to warn him that you're not ready to get engaged just yet.
Yet.
I'm not saying never. I'm just saying not now.
Okay.
I mean, but that's so touchy, though, because then it makes it feel like it's never, even if that's not what you're saying. I mean, that's a
hard
conversation.
Well, a little touching could help in delivering this message, because he's the blow. But I don't know. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you some advice and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. Okay, Erica?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.